Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology Oracle deck and I have New Moon in Aries. It's time to take action. The flame is lit, a wonderful new start beckons and you're on the right track. Drawing this card is a superbly positive sign if there's something you want to happen in your life. Take this card as a big yes from the universe. It's time to really tune into your dreams. You may still have a long way to go. After all, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. But you're on your way. Determination, self-assertion, and bravery are called for. But the hot fire of Aries is driving you towards success in whatever endeavor you are asking about. The caution: don't go too fast and forget your manners. Treat people well and charge towards your goal. You'll create much better karma for yourself. Attunement to the moon. Don't even think about giving up. Additional meanings for this card. Do your best and be happy with that. Avoid being brash right now. You need a 12-month plan. And a new male is coming into your life. All right. Well, here we are. I said that maybe that works for everyone who's listening. They're like, wow, great, perfect. I don't think it's a good idea to be rushing into anything or jumping into anything or making plans. Or I think it's a time to just take a step back. If you're going to make a plan for the future, yes, that's good. But maybe this book and these things were written when there wasn't a solar eclipse about to happen. Maybe when Mercury wasn't in retrograde. Up to you what choice you make, because at the end of the day, it's up to you. Me personally, I think with the energy that is surrounding us right now, it's not the greatest time to be making any big decisions that you will potentially regret later. So that's really kind of keeping you in limbo, like, oh, what do I do? Do I listen to him or do I listen to the cards? So what do your instincts tell you? What makes the most sense to you? And if you are in doubt, then just flip a coin. Write down a pros or cons list. See what works in your favor. I wouldn't say do things like a pendulum reading right now, because you might find that it may not give you the greatest answer because energy is shifting and changing. So I would just say flip a coin or write down a pros and cons list and see where you land, because that sometimes the simplest things are just the simplest things. I might be back tomorrow with another card. Let's see how the moon goes. But yeah, I'll potentially be back tomorrow with another card.